Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God share His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, amber waves dream, for purple mountains, majesty, above the fruited plains. America, America, God, shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood and soon to shine.
Gotta wait a minute after that's over, because that's just cool. I like that. It's just so dramatic. That's the word I'm looking for. Dramatic.
Good word.
Yeah. It's I had another song picked out to start the show, and then I was going through checking off what was already in the studio, and I went, that one's better. I gotta change it. I gotta use that. And then I forgot to go in and change it, so I had to start it after my show started. I discontinued the one I had to start and started this one by hand. So I just wanted to play this song. That's all, you know. I mean, yeah. And that's an okay thing. I can do that. It's my show.
That's right. You sure can.
There are advantages. Anyway, I woke up at like 1:30 going, oh, there's something. No, at 12:30. At 12:30. And I said, there's something I've got to do. What is it I've got to do? I've got to do something. And all of a sudden, it slapped me between the eyes. Your show, you dipstick, your show. And so I jumped up off the couch, because I always sleep on the couch, because I know I'll wake up in time. I may not always remember what I'm supposed to be waking up for, but I do wake up in time. Oh, golly Moses. I have been sleeping better ever since I knew the house was mine. And all we've got to do is, well, all we've got to do is the closing, sign on the dotted line. And they've got $1,500 earnest money. And I heard today that all I have to do is negotiations, and I have sold this trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
For about $2,000 more than I thought I'd be able to.
Well, good.
The owner of the park does not want to mess with anybody wanting to move it out of the park. He doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because I don't think this trailer would survive that. It would just fall apart down the road.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. It's been sitting here for 32 years. It'd just fall apart going down the road.
Are you serious?
So, Yes, wow. I am serious. It's not on its axles anymore. It doesn't have any tires on. It's just like, you know, guys, nobody's going to want to move this. So we'll see what Jimmy says. That's the owner's name. And so I had the manager, you know, just say, hey, you know, this is what's happening. I wrote a letter. And I thought I might be able to get $1,000 from somebody, cash down, chunk money. And the owner is, we're going to be negotiating on $3,000, 3 months free rent, and leaving my washer dryer here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he'll agree to that, I've got the money I need to move. I've got the money I need to get my brother-in-law back home. I've got the money to go to Spokane for Valerie's funeral service. How I get through that is another thing altogether, but I'll have the money to be able to do that. And that was a big worry of mine at this point, because she's going to, they've wanted to put her in hospice. She has refused, and because she refused, they have put full-time care with her in her home. So that tells me maybe 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
You know, maybe a little longer, but fourth stage heart failure is nothing to mess around with. You can't pretend it's going to get better and go away, because it's just not.
No.
So that's kind of what we're preparing, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. And, of course, I started blubbering like a baby, you know, and she's always been my strength through my whole life. I was 7. You know, and I started crying so bad, and she said, Jenny, don't do that. Well, because I know that if I start crying, she's going to start crying, and then everybody's going to lose it, you know. And she's got it all together. She's got it all together.
Well, that's great.
And
she
knows it's going to happen, and she can't change it. And she's a very good Christian woman, and she knows where she's going, and she's accepted it, and she is able to deal with it. But she has been terminally ill for so long, you know. I'm sure that is probably helping the situation. But she's the one that's dying, and she's giving me strength.
Bless your heart. Wow. Well, it's a sad situation, Jenny, but, you know,
She's right, because she said, Jenny, don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't. Just don't. And and I said, I know. And she said, you have to just accept it. We can't change it. You have to accept. And I said, I know. I'm going to have a problem. And then she said, I know. So, yeah. But I thought, you know, God gave me such a huge blessing when we met as children, because she has always, she's 3 years older than I am. So she has always been there with advice, with stories of what she's been doing. I mean, she was an Air Force brat, so she got into some stuff. I tell you, she made me laugh. She made me go, oh my God, what are you doing, girl? You know, that kind of a thing. But she helped me grow up by telling me those things, because she showed me what not to do, you know.
Right. What age is she?
She'll be, if she would live that long, she'll be 70 on Memorial Day.
Well, that's a situation to go through stuff like that. But you're doing your part, and you're staying in touch, and that's important to her, I'm sure.
Yes, I told her, I warned her that I was going to be calling her two or three times a week until the end. And she goes, well, I'll be here. So I wish I could go there and see her before she dies. You know, I haven't seen her for 3 years now. And I don't know. If she's still here after I get moved, I'll have the money. Maybe I'll just hop a plane and go and just spend some time with her before she's dying. And then I'll just go back again when it's time. Spokane. My hometown, Spokane, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. It's pretty much on the border between Spokane and Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked it up on a map, it's just right there. You look down that eastern border of Washington State, and you can't miss it. So, but I wanted to go home. First question everybody asked me, well, are you coming home? It's like, well, yeah, you make those prices go down to where I can live there, and I will. It's kind of like, not going to happen. I'm going to Georgia. That's just how it is. So, but they're used to me not being right there. They're used to me having to fly in. So, you know, why change a good thing?
Well, that's true, too. That's so true. Well, I tell you everything is going up, Jeannie. I placed an order yesterday to go pick up from Walmart. Of course, everything, you know, as I was adding it to my cart, I noticed it going up in price. And then this morning, too, I didn't sleep real good last night, but I woke up. I slept about 3 hours, and then I got up and did some things around here and got dressed. And I went down to McDonald's to get something easy because I didn't feel like fixing anything. And I got a egg and cheese biscuit and a blueberry muffin, and it was over $6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, you got to be kidding me. But anyway,
that muffin's going to kill you, girl. Aren't you diabetic?
Well, listen, if I eat something, I'm allowed something like that because I can handle it. But I can't eat it by itself. You know, as long as I have
You got to have that protein to go with it. See, if I ate a muffin, you know, an egg McMuffin because of the muffin on the outside, and then ate a regular blueberry muffin, my blood sugar would be up over 300.
Oh, Lord.
And it would be there for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Oh,
I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that. Now, if I just eat protein, like this morning
if I had just eaten a muffin, then I would have been in trouble, but I know better than that. So, anyway, everybody's a little bit different.
Everybody's different.
Different
foods affect different diabetics differently, and that sounds really strange, but it's true. I mean, if I, like this morning at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I had cheese and summer sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fine because that was all protein.
Right.
And I was good with that. And to drink with it, I had tea. So I was all fine because I didn't have any carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got home about 7:30, quarter to 8, I had a glass of milk. So that was my carbs. And took my medication. So
and
I have
too. Milk will help me a lot when mine gets low.
Yes, I have to have whole milk. It's got to have that fat and the protein in it from the whole milk. It's got to have that fat in it. That's what my doctor told me. So I do pretty good like that. If I have a piece of cake that tastes so good and is so bad for me, or muffins or anything like that, I'm usually trying to get it down for the rest of the day. And
you are taking more insulin. Oh God.
Sometimes it's worth I don't take insulin. So but sometimes it's worth it and sometimes it isn't. Yeah, I take metformin and gliburide. I'm trying to behave myself so that I can do it with just metformin. I can get the metformin without a prescription. I can't get gliburide without a prescription. And Humana hasn't been trying to talk me into it, but United Health will not buy my Glyburide. They say I'm too old to take Glyburide. Figure that out. Hey, if it works, why am I too old for it? Yes, I could not believe that.
My doctor tried to use GoodRx.
No, I haven't tried that.
Well, you need to. You need to check it out. You could download the app, okay? And you can go in and check the price of what your medicine will be at different drugstores. And a year now, and I even took their gold plan out because it's only $5.99 a month, for medicines that maybe get higher. But I don't take that many medicines at all. And but it's just there just in case. But it has, through the year I've had it, it has saved me some money. And it's really
a
pretty good little plan.
I'll try that because
You need to go in and check and see what it's going to cost you before you even go get it, and you can transfer a prescription.
Yeah, that would be fantastic,
so,
especially after I move, because I'm not going to know the drugstores and stuff after I move. And I know the Walmart here, I won't get my prescriptions at because they're ditz brains. So
yeah,
I got to find
I won't get prescriptions at Walmart. Yeah, I won't do that at Walmart either. But
they're just stupid.
I get most of my things at CVS. Yeah.
And it takes you an hour and a half to get a simple prescription that you could have picked up off the shelf and gotten in 10 minutes, it's cheaper.
Nothing's
it's
easy.
Cheaper if you get it through your insurance company, it's cheaper, but it is just not worth it sometimes. It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's play some music, girl.
All right,
how
let's
about
do it.
That? You think we should do that? I think we should do that.
I do,
and I'm going to play one that I found, and I haven't heard it in, like, 2 eons. You got that? 2 eons. It's been...
2 eons? Okay.
2 eons. You know how old I really am? I'm a Methuselah, girl.
Oh, gosh. It's like, I haven't done that in many moons.
Oh, my God. My brain is just... going weird. Anyway, it's got too much laying on it right now that I've got to deal with. But that's okay because it's getting better. It is getting better. Anyway, let's play Soul Survivors. Do an expressway to your heart.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Your touch to me has been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut I could take. I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. You know it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour, fella started to shout, you with love and affection, won't you look in my direction, on the expressway, to your heart, that expressway, not the best way, at 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded, you know it's much too crowded. Too crowded. shower. These fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. Too crowded, much too crowded, so crowded, no room for me, much too crowded, just too crowded, life, come on, let me get closer to this, much too crowded, life, gotta have your heart now, no room for me.
Ta-da-da! I like that song. That's a good one. And I keep punching buttons here and getting the wrong. There you go, Victoria. I got you back. Good grief. I sent you to the green room and everything. I'm just punching buttons and going, no, not that one, not that one. Oh, boy. Your brain, it takes a little bit to get back in working order when you wake up in a panic going, I have to do something. There's something I have to do. What do I have to do?
I know. I don't like that feeling at all.
Oh, Lordy. I swear to God. Sometimes you want to just take it out and rinse it under the sink and take the hair dryer to it and then put it back in.
Isn't that the truth?
No. You know, just rinse some of the stuff out of it and start over again. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got one that John sent me, an Elvis song. And we've got a lot of movie songs today, people. So, and they're songs that you never hear. It amazes me. They're songs you never hear. Now, you know, they're mostly, just namby-pamby time fillers, but they're kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they
they're
are.
They're not going to be hits out by themselves. They just aren't that way.
But they're still good. I mean, they're still good, though.
To hear them, they're fun to listen to. And there are a couple of good ones. There's one I found and sent to him, and he said that was one of his favorite movie songs. So that kind of started us on the movie thing, you know. It's not this one, though. This one, they had vocal slapbacks is what they called it. And I went, okay. And then you listen to it and you understand what a vocal slapback is. So this is When It Rains, It Pours. And this is the only time I have ever heard this song. So this is kind of cool.
Try one more time now. And Scotty, don't make it too damn complicated in the middle there. Trying to hold a pretty good steady
you know what, I'd rip to start out.
All right, I'll try to give it all you got. Maybe we'll get something here. Just don't get too close on that mic. If you do,
I don't know what we're going to do with Carl Perkins. I don't know what we're going to do with Perkins over there. Hey, you know when you first hit it? You just hold that till you get to your chain.
Scotty, can you pull your volume down just a hair? I'm not getting quite enough of Bill's face. I can pull you up in here. Since I got you and Bill on the same
microphone. All right, let's hit it.
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I've
toast.
What happened?
You know what it takes, you got it, baby. You are the only one I've chose. And don't leave me here with all these heartaches. Only you in heaven knows about my troubles. When it rains, it really pours. You shouldn't have took away my loving. You know you thrill me from head to toe. I got a feeling for you, baby. And you're the only one who knows about my troubles. When it rains, it really pours.
Don't you just like that? It's amazing. I do. I do like that. And, okay. I'm just looking here and the mind boggled us. We're going to send Susan to the showers later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. John sent me a version of Steamroller Blues. So, you know, get the temperature ready and all that. Get your towel out and get all set up, Susan, because you guys are heading to the showers in a little bit. That's just how it's going to be. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's even better when you can see the video. But, of course, we can't see the video on radio. So that's all right. We can deal with that. Kind of. Since I watched it three times this morning, I can deal with it. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what you're going to do. You're just going to go off the deep end and you'll cry. No, but that's all right. You'll get over it. Then you'll go looking for it. Okay? It's the Steamroller Blues that says very rare. Okay? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have such excellent color because it's not an official video with real, you know, video cameras and everything. It's done off of somebody's phone. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. Oh, here we go. Hey. Yes, Carolyn, how are you, honey?
Trying to hold myself upright. I took a nasty fall yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I went out to the pool before Clyde went to work. He had the idea of taking two four-legged babies with me since it was hot and let them swim too. Well, not knowing the oldest, honey, the mama dog, she decides to go down one step into the pool and make herself over to the railing of the pool. I'm on the other side of the pool. And all I see is her butt up in the air. She jumped out of the pool. So I had to get out and open the gate. And when I opened the gate, little bit got loose. She took off running. Honey went to the barn where we got four buzzards living up on top of the barn. They sit out there and watch the dogs when they go for walks. Little bit ran around and around the pool like somebody with fruitcake. And she would stop long enough to look at me like, ha-ha, Mommy, you can't catch me. Well, I tripped on
that's
the last
funny.
Dip. It wasn't funny at the time, but the time I got back in the house, it was funny.
Yeah.
But I bruised both knees up. So I was told to stay
that's
in the house.
That's not good. That's not good because that, when you bruise your knees up, it takes a long time to heal. I bruised my knee up a year ago, and it still hurts. I still have trouble with it. So it's going to take a long time to heal. Deep knee bends don't seem to help much.
Go back next week to the orthopedic doctor, and there's this gel-like stuff that keeps in behind a kneecap because my knees are ate up with arthritis. He says it's time to put this. And I'll go one day for 3 weeks, and they'll do each knee. It don't hurt at all. So...
Well, that's good.
I was laying down and listening to you, and y'all was talking about diabetes. I have type 2 diabetes. I inherited it from my mother and my father.
Yeah, the tendency is inherited. Yeah, the tendency is inherited, and it's. I found out after I got diabetes, I found out that there were quite a few people in my family that had diabetes that I never knew about because I guess it's, my family just don't think it's all that important to have to spread around. You just got to take care of it. So that's what we do. When one of us comes down, we just take care of it. So
I was on metformin for years, and my current doctor now took me off of it a long time ago and put me on Trulicity once a week. Well, that wasn't working.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking Ozempic once a week, and I have to watch what I eat. Well, I read across this website talking about nature's way of helping with your diabetes and keeping your sugar level under control.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's all kinds of stuff like that out there. There's at least 10 different ones. And
I've been taking 2 months now, and I've been keeping my sugar level down around 120.
Oh, good. That's
it's
awesome.
Strixin D. And you take it with 3 times a day each time you eat. And it's keeping my sugar level down. So
yeah.
I didn't have to stick my finger until about a month and a half ago they made me stick in it. Because my long-time sugar level was staying too high, and we had to try to figure out how come.
Yeah, your A1C was too high.
Yeah. And it don't help when Clyde brings in a half a gallon of Bluebell coconut pie ice cream. Because he knows that's my favorite pie.
He surprised
me with that. Dear, you can only couple of bites of it a day. And
like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Leave space. I always, when I have stuff like that, I always leave space in my carb count for the day to have a half a cup of ice cream. Because one bite does not work. One bite, it doesn't work. You have to do the half a cup, but you have to. I keep my carb count at 75 or less, and so I just leave space in my carb count for that, and make the rest vegetables and protein, and it seems to work fairly well. Like I say, unless I have chocolate cake, but you know.
I did have a cake by
you tell your body you didn't eat
month,
it.
But,
yeah, sometimes you just don't have the willpower to resist that chocolate cake, especially chocolate fudge cake. You know, it's just, oh, my gosh. But not very often. So, I have a bit of ice cream in the freezer right now that's going to end up in the garbage because I just can't eat that much of it. And you think I'd learn after a while, but I don't. Anyway.
I love steamed vegetables and chicken, either baked or boiled or grilled or turkey. I stay away from fried foods because I know what it does to me.
Yeah, well, different people react differently to different foods, see. I have to have fried foods because my doctor says I have to have some fats in my diet. And I have to have the fats to mitigate the absorption of the carbohydrates, and that's what the protein does as well. And it keeps whatever carbohydrates I have from being absorbed too quickly into my system. So I have to have some fried foods. But, you know, I do things like bacon and eggs, fried chicken, you know, just little things like that.
I heard about the trip to McDonald's about the bacon and cheese biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been there as long, but my hang-up with them was to add bacon on top of that bacon, egg, cheese biscuit.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, well, see, my thing is I can't have a bacon cheese muffin because I can't eat the muffin. It's too many carbohydrates. So, oh, well, that's how it goes. Let's do some music, guys. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling in and let us know. We'll be praying that you get well from that fall real fast, honey, okay?
Yeah, it's better.
Don't be doing that stuff. Don't be doing that stuff. It hurts. Just knock off that stuff. Yeah,
I
know.
I didn't break an arm or nothing, so.
That is good.
Yeah. And I'm not taking the dogs back out to the pool with me. I told him, that's it. If you're not going, they're not going.
There you go.
Just laugh. All right, let's go listen to some
There you
songs.
Go.
Talk to the reader. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Carol.
Okay, here's one that John sent me last week. And I love this song. And I listen to this and I go, are we sure that's a Helen Shapiro? But that's her name, Helen Shapiro. And she looks like a girl. I swear to God, she sounds like a guy. But anyway, she just has a lower voice, that's all. This is Helen Shapiro with A Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should stay with through. But if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I be a teenager in love. must I be a teenager in love? A teenager, so much in love. A teenager. Oh, so much.
Man, when I used to hear that song when I was a teenager, it was like, yeah, what about that? What about that? Because when you're in love and you're a teenager, it really sucks. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. It just really sucks because you're either all, oh, he's so wonderful, isn't it wonderful? And he's going, you know, that girl's a real ditz, but man, she's got big bazoombies and we're going to have fun. And the girl that doesn't even realize what's going through his head and is like, being a teenager in love is tragic, man. It's just tragic. I wouldn't do that over for nothing. Uh-uh. No way. And I was only with one guy. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
No. God.
I need some more experience.
Yeah, it sounds like you might.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Jennifer, where did that come from? Who cares? It was kind of fun. Okay. Oh, let's see what happens with that one, huh? I'm not going to take it back. It's just kind of out there, and that's all right. We can do it. We can do it. It's funny. How about another one that John sent me of Elvis' movie songs? This is I haven't heard these because I don't have the Elvis movies, and I don't have cable or satellite TV. So it's kind of like, I haven't heard these before. And so this is like, okay, cool. These are very seldom heard. By me, they're never heard. this is good. John started sending me this, and I thought, this is really, really good. We're going to hear some of these. That's fantastic. So here we go with a song he did called, and I'm wanting to say 1957, but I don't remember if this is the song that had that date on it or not. This was a clip from the movie that he was up standing up there singing, so I don't think it was 57. But at any rate, it's a song called New Orleans.
Black-eyed baby by the old bayou.
You've never seen
Cupid Dark Queen.
You've never seen those Cupid Dark Queens like they got them.
Where?
In New Orleans.
New Orleans.
They love you like no one can.
Ah!
It makes you awful glad that you were born a man.
Hey, if you ain't been there.
Been there.
Man, you ain't been nowhere.
Nowhere.
The living's lazy and the loving's fine.
It's so fine.
If you feel low down,
low down.
So help me, Hannah.
Hannah.
You should lose the blues and lose the oozy, oozy, Hannah.
Get
your lead.
Out of your
jeans. Get your lead out of your jeans and hot put it down, hot put it down. Where?
Where?
New Orleans.
New Orleans,
Louisiana, baby, tells you stay a while.
Yeah,
live it up.
Yeah,
love it up.
Yeah,
some style.
We're down in New
Orleans. New Orleans.
That's enough. Thank you. Okay. You know it's getting bad when you start talking to recordings. Boy, I must be lonelier than I thought.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Okay, John sent me a country song.
Oh, and okay,
it's
that's
by, yeah, pretty good. But, you know, we all know he likes country, so it's okay. And this is one of the big names of the past 20 years. No, it's not George Jones. We do have a George Jones song, but it's not this one. And he sent me that, too. This country star retired, I think it was 9 years ago. I'm not sure if he stayed retired or not because he's got performing in his blood. But he was biggie. His name is George Strait. Have you heard that name?
Right. He's from Texas, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is a song he did that really kind of made me sad when I heard it, but it's such a good song, and it does make you think a bit. It's called I Met a Friend of Yours Today.
Yes, I know I'm late getting home tonight. Can supper wait? I guess I've lost my appetite. Yeah, you can fix me a drink and anything's okay. Oh, by the way, I met a friend of yours today. I was working on the other side of town, and coming home, I thought I'd stop and have a round. And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name, and that's how I met a friend of yours today. I listened for a while and I could tell that that stranger there, he knew you much too well. And I introduced myself. Man, you should have seen his face. Oh, what a shame. I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. Yeah, and I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts after all these years. And ain't it sad, a love like ours should end this way. And all because I met a friend of yours today. Ain't it sad, a love like ours should and all because I met a friend of yours today.
Now that's just plain sad, you know? I think that's just sad. But it, I think it's so sad because it happens so often, you know. People don't actually get married with the idea of staying faithful anymore. Oh, if I get bored, I can go out and find somebody to shake things up a little bit for a while. And it's not supposed to be that way.
No, not at all.
But you know what? It is. So instead of just when you find something out like that and you go freaky frockle and no, I'm done, I'm leaving, blah, 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 you're a cad, you're whatever. Don't do that. Just say to yourself, okay, human nature. Because that's exactly what it is. It's human nature. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is going to happen. If you love that person and that's all that's going on, roll with it. It's not that bad. He stayed with you. So it can't be that bad. You know what I mean? That's just my outlook.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't think that way, and that's fine. We all can think the way we want to or need to, and that's all right. But I am a firm believer in the fact that the Father did not make men to be monogamous. That's just how it is. And any man that actually is a great man and very unusual.
Oh, yeah. Very, very rare.
Yeah. And my brother-in-law is one of those. That's why I trust him to drive my truck cross country. But he's my brother, you know. They've been married so freaking long, I think they would be attached at the hip, but that's okay because I love him to death. I love him dearly, and I never worry about that with him. He's one of those rare men who just doesn't do that. But for the most part, I think as a breed, men are not meant to be monogamous, and it's okay. If a woman would understand that, it'd be okay. You know what I mean? But that's just me. That's just me. So many don't agree with me, and that's all right. You don't have to. That's fine. We all have our own beliefs and our own statutes of living and things like that. So it's just all in what two people agree to have in their lives and what's okay and what isn't okay and what's going to, you know, go water under the bridge and what isn't. You don't want those stack-ups behind the bridge because when that dam busts, oh my, the explosion can be heard around the world. Take my word for it. So anyway.
Wow.
Okay. That's my preaching for today. I mean, you know, it just seems to gather in my brain and I got to let it out. I would have trouble sleeping if I didn't say it. But you can all ignore it if you want to. I don't care. That's fine. Elvis song, another one that John gave me this morning. And by this morning, I'm meaning like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, like that, you know. It was cool. Mm-hmm. I'm at work and getting bored by that time. So it's a good time to be doing this stuff. This is Elvis doing another song called Who Are You? Who Am I?
Who are you? Who am I? Are we more than strangers passing by? Is this your dream? Are you in mine? Are we really here or lost in time? Will you be friend or lover? Show me the heart you conceal. Now is the time to discover if this feeling we're feeling is real. So close to love, and yet so far. Just one kiss would tell us who we are. Show me the heart you conceal. Now is the time to discover if this feeling we're feeling is real. So close to love and yet so far. Just one kiss could tell us who we are.
Oh, yeah, the old guy at the end's got to add his little tag on it while he mops the floor. Anyway.
I've not heard that song before. I don't know what movie it was in, do you?
Oh. John? Honey? What movie was that? If you go to the source, you're going to find out a lot faster than asking me. Just a tag on what I was saying before about a man not meant to be monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is. A woman is meant to be monogamous. Now, I know that's a double standard, but that's just how it is. And I do believe that. That's just what is. So as long as I finish that thought, I'm good now. We can forget about it.
Okay. Yeah, it was Seedray. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's just, you know, I'm a little bit, no, I'm a whole lot old fashioned, like about 2,000 years, you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness gosh. Yeah. So anyway, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I've got so many good things to go. And what are we going to do with this? Okay, I'm going to play Brandon's request. Come on, baby. Come right down here. This way. This way. Yeah, keep going. I'm talking to I'm talking to the studio, the alphabet in the studio. Okay, this is another country song. Country artist, so I guess that classes it as a country song. It's not really country, but that's okay. It's Billy Currington. Do y'all know that name?
No, I don't.
Okay. I've only been hearing his name for about 10 years. And that was because I worked at the radio station. I don't listen to country music at home. It's the same stuff I play for the shows. It's Elvis and rock and roll. That's my genre to listen to. So I don't get too much country since I quit working at the radio station, and that really doesn't hurt my feelings at all. But here's Billy Currington doing Must Be Doing Something Right. So here you go, Brandon.
Woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Yeah.
be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anywhere you wanna go, baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. So now it's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Boy, you can really kind of get into that song. I was singing that about halfway through until the end. I don't even know it. I like that song. That really grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very
a good
nice
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Billy Currington. That's the dude's name. Yeah, and the video's on the beach and the whole bit. I mean, you know, surf, sand, sun, romantical type
nice
stuff. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, fine. We like that. We'll go that way. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Yeah. That is kind of what everybody thought about Elvis and women, so to speak. And I'm not so sure I really buy into this outlook, but yeah, he liked girls. He liked women. He made no bones about that. He didn't try to hide it or anything, so that's cool. This song kind of fits. It's called Smorgasbord.
Some like their women short, some like them tall. I'll take them any size, cause I love them all. I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord. A little kiss here, a little kiss there, that's smorgasbord. Some take just apple pie, some take just cake. I'll take the dish I please, please, the dish I take. I'm just wild about the
smorgasbord. I heard a craving for smorgasbord. A little kiss here, a little kiss there. Smorgasbord. Like just southern bells.
Hi, you all.
They got a one-track mind. I go for all the bells, except the wedding kind. I'm just wild about a smorgasbord. I heard a craving for a smorgasbord. A little kiss here, a little kiss there. Smorgasbord. Some like the women short, some like them tall. I'll take them any size, cause I love them all. Mm-hmm. Some take just apple pie, some take just cake. I'll take the dish I please, take the please I dish.
That made me laugh at the end.
Take
what the happened? Please I dish. A really beautiful woman walked in the door. And captured his attention 100%. Yeah, and you know, okay, this dude's playing smorgasbord with these ladies here, and he's in a nightclub, so there's a lot of them around. And then he looks up at the door, and this beautiful woman walks in this kind of a, I guess it's a burnt red, like a barn red dress, and she's got red hair, and he just kind of becomes riveted. And of course, when a guy's playing smorgasbord and then he gets riveted on one woman and then he starts garbling his speech, you know, that dude's captured. he's going to be one time in it for a while anyway. But he was so good at that look. You know, he had that look. He could do that look. It was so good. It was so good. I loved that clip. That made me laugh at the end. It really did. I loved that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play Victoria's request. This is a good one. You used to hear this all the time on the radio, on MTV. We had it on cassettes and DVDs. I don't believe we had final record of it, but all our vinyls were used at the record store. But this was very, very popular when it came out. It just flew to the top part of the charts. It's Tina Turner doing What's Love Got to Do with It.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that's it. But whatever the reason,
reason you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
She is a fantastic performer, and I'm not so sure about now or recently, but when she was younger, she was kind of a very demanding slave driver, so to speak, for her backup singers, but she insisted on presenting a class act, and she had say-so in what they did on their off time. They could not violate her standards and her rules. And she insisted that they set their hair every day before a performance and that they had all of their clothes cleaned and pressed. And they had to show up and do some pretty strenuous rehearsal during the day because the choreography had to be just spot on. And you know what? It might have been very demanding, but it worked. It worked. Everybody noticed how classy and how rehearsed and how totally together they were. So it was worth it. And they stayed, so they couldn't have minded it too much. They stayed. And yes. Victoria made the comment that she was married to Ike Turner. Yes, Ike Turner started her on her career and made her a star, sort of developed her style, but not only was he a tough taskmaster, he beat her. There were many times she had to hide out for a few days until bruises healed, until makeup would cover them. It was not a good partnership. So don't in any way think that there were loving and cooing turtle doves, because he was a mean you-know-what. And he took it out on her if he was mad or upset about anything. He just lashed out and bailed at her one. So, yeah, everything is not always what it seems. Just keep that in mind when you see those things. Okay, Elvis, Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. John sent this one this morning, too, so you know it's from a movie. Mm-hmm.
Girls on the beaches commit a sin if they don't show yards and yards of skin. Preceding message to you has been through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. Maybe your yen is for tennis courts. Maybe romancing is in your thoughts. Enjoy all outdoor and indoor sports through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce. Any male in Fort Lauderdale who is not pursuing a cute female will automatically land in jail. That's law in Fort Lauderdale. Pretty girls 18 to 23, if their technique ain't what it should be, get love instruction for free from me through the courtesy of the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce.
You notice how he offered his services at the end of the song?
Offered his services?
Yeah, he offered to give instructions on love at the end of the song. Didn't you hear that? Oh, yeah. Anyone who doesn't know how to do it can get instructions from me, he says. Okay. All takers?
Is there a video?
There is a video, but it's not a... The one I watched isn't a moving video. It's just a show thing. So you might be able to find a moving. Yeah, watch the movie.
I'm
it's
kidding.
In the movie.
I'm kidding.
It's in the movie.
You didn't catch it.
I should have. Yeah, okay. I must be tired or something. I mean, something's wrong if I didn't catch that, girl. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, I'd put it back in the oven and bake it a little longer. Maybe then it would work better. I'm talking about my brain. So, okay, let's see. We'll play Gwen's request. Gwen, are you awake? Hey, girl, it's time for your request, baby. It's coming
what?
Up.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. She sent a request by Dean Martin, and it's called Sway.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. You know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Very different, but it was an ending. You don't hear that kind of an ending. Okay, I've got John picking at me. I've got Kathy picking at me. I'm sure Susan is chomping at the bit. Anne's probably wondering. Sue is going, yeah, when are you going to do that? So, okay, this is not a movie song. That's why I was going to do it after the movie songs, but you know, I can only take so much poking and prodding. It's like poking and prodding a mule before they kick you in the gut. So here we go. We want to avoid that last part if we can. So I am going to now play the 1974 very rare version of Steamroller Blues. So get ready to roll, ladies.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over. I'm gonna jack your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a steaming mixer, the trainer and the burn fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning iron, a burning pot. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk of steam and junk.
Computers and find that on YouTube and listen to those words. yeah, the style's still there, and the moves are still there, but listen to those words. It's even better, okay? And I'm not going to say them. I want you to look them up. So there you go.
Okay.
That's just how it is today. It could be different tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to play Sue's request now. I played everybody else's. Now I'm going to play Sue's request. And I am going to try and get to yours, Anne. It was such a late addition that I'm just not sure if I'm going to be able to or not, but I'll play it Saturday if I don't. We had some trouble with the link for Anne's request, so it's kind of iffy as to whether it's getting played today or not. But that's okay, because I will play it, just maybe not today. Sue's request, on the other hand, is right here in front of me. It's by Frankie Lane, and it's early Frankie Lane. The song's called That's My Desire.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire. Down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day, that's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine and I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so, you're my desire.
Good song. I like that. Very good.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I have, I think it's one more. Yep, one more movie song. No, two more movie songs. Anyway, I got a couple more movie songs, but I'm going to play this one first. I love this song. This is such a fantastic, it just feels so special. You know, there, some songs just hit you that way. This one feels special. And first I got to find it, but you know, here it is. This is Elvis singing, I'm Falling in Love Tonight.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through, but I'm falling in love tonight with and played the game. One kiss and then goodbye, and out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time it's true, falling in love tonight with you.
Yeah, that one is just that sugar sweet, you know what I mean? I like that a lot. That's very nice. Yes. And he does that. He does that. It's fantastic. And here's one that kind of goes with it. It's beautiful. John sent me this one this morning by Helmut Lotti. I don't know. It's by Helmut. And it's called Sweet Love of Mine.
Sweet, sweet love of mine, I'll be yours all the time. If you give your hand, I will follow you to all your dreams. Sweet, sweet love of mine, wear my ring all the time. For this bond of love from high above was meant to be. And darling, now we are standing here, it is oh so crystal clear, you belong with me, I belong with you, till of mine, wear my ring
the time for this bond of love from high above was meant to be. And darling, when we grow old and gray, you will still be my girl. For the love on your face and the warmth of your embrace keep me alive. So wear my ring, wear my ring, until death do us part.
Thought I'd throw that out just because. I love that song. That song is so, isn't that the perfect life proposal? I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. That was not Elvis singing. That was Helmut Lotti. But I love that song. That is such a beautiful song. That would be such a perfect song to have a man sing to you, wouldn't it? That would be perfect. It'd be perfect. Okay.
That would be a pretty wedding song, too.
Yeah, exactly. If you like weddings, I guess. Somebody else's wedding. There you go. Somebody else's wedding.
Yeah, that someone else's wedding.
Yes, definitely. Okay, we could have a going steady song. That would be a good going steady. Oh,
well,
Lordy.
We lay away from that marriage, don't we, Jenny?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. No, we're away from that marriage stuff because that, I'm sorry, those of you that are married or would like to be married or whatever, but to me, marriage is a trap. It's just a trap because if it goes wrong or you fall out of love and you just don't want to be together anymore, it's just so involved to dissolve it.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I just don't need that. I just don't need that. If it is over, just take your stuff and part ways. Make it simple.
Right.
Make it easy on your part and just, you know, recognize that it's done and go. So much easier than divorce. I mean, you know, and if you don't get married, you don't got to divorce. So that's my outlook on it. Been there, done that. That's enough. You know what I mean? So just, yes, if you're with someone and you love them, it needs to be a wonderful, uplifting love feeling. You don't need to feel trapped in it. Stay because you want to be with that person. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. And you can call it whatever you want to. It's just, that's how it is, but, you know, marriage isn't the word I'd want to use. That's just how that one is. But to be with someone, yeah. Yeah, I like that. That would be nice. Someone that I love, that loves me, and just spend time and enjoy life. That's my outlook on it anyway. Okay. Being married changed me. And I think it's a good thing, actually. How about another movie song? Let's see if Rhonda knows this one.
Okay.
Song's called... Yeah, see if you know this one, too. I know this one because I saw the video. I cheated. The song is called It's Carnival Time.
Come on, kids, from 8 to 80. Hey there, mister, bring your lady. There's a big show on the inside. It's carnival time. Popcorn, peanuts, and cotton candy. Pink lemonade, that's dandy. Be a big shot for a dollar. It's carnival time. Roustabout, and there's happy shouts. Children shouting if you've got doubts. Quit your doubting, it's thrills. It's spice. It's cheap at half the price. So don't be bashful, buy a ticket. Get the habit, never kick it. Hear the band there, don't just stand there. It's carnival time.
Oh, not you, kid, you're too young. Come along with me. Now there's a winner. Give the little boy a prize. Here you go, sonny. Now that'll be $1.
Roustabouts, and there's happy shouts. Children shouting if you've got doubts. Quit your doubting, it's thrills, it's spice. It's cheap at half the price. So don't be bashful, buy a ticket. Get the habit, never kick it. Hear the band there, don't just stand there. It's carnival time. Well, it's carnival time.
That was kind of an abrupt ending, wasn't it?
Certainly was.
Took me by surprise. Okay. I've got another really awesome song. Now, I originally learned this when Buck Owens did it many years ago. And John came up with it today by the French Family Band featuring Sonny French, who is the son, a young son. And I like the song. The idea of it is so World War II, you know. So let's listen to this. It's called Made in Japan.
One, two, three.
There, it's breaking day. I remember all the good times we had walking in the sand with the beautiful girl that I met made in Japan. The beauty of her face was beyond my wildest dreams, like cherry blossoms blooming in the mountains in the early spring. Here, over there, it's breaking day.
song. I think that's really kind of cute. And it just screams World War II to me. It just does. But it's cute, you know. And he makes the guitar sound like that, what is the name of that Japanese instrument? I can see it, and I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, he plays his guitar to make it sound like a Japanese instrument that I can't remember the name of.
You got me thinking,
oh,
too.
I know. Well, I'll look it up after the show, and then I'll know, and I'll be able to relax and watch a Western movie and, you know, things like that. Okay. Here is another movie song. And John sent this one to me, too. And this is called One Track Heart.
Just like an old grandfather's clock that won't stop running, like an old racehorse that just won't ever quit. I've been owing to loving you, nothing can stop me once I start, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Well, I'm as stubborn as a mule, I just won't let up. Like an old bloodhound, I'll hang around your trail. There ain't no end to loving you. Don't try to stop me if you're smart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Ooh, yeah, there'll be no turning back. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna stay on your track. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a-chugging, you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. I've been owing to loving you. Maybe we'll never be apart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart. Just like a choo-choo train that's gotta keep a-chugging, you'll find that I'm the kind who sticks to what I do. I'll be no end to loving you. Baby, we'll never be apart, cause I've a one-track mind and a one-track heart.
Yeah. It just begged for that. It was just saying, do it, do it, do it, do it. So I did. Okay, one more, and I think I've got time for this one more movie song, and you guys got to be able to guess this one. It's just like a no-brainer. I don't even want to tell you the name because you'll guess it from the name, but I'm going to. And John sent this one to me as well. We just got kind of a movie thing today, and that was cool. This one is There's Gold in the Mountains.
Well, here we are.
Yep, here we are.
There are lots of girls in the mountains, and they're worth their weight in gold. When they're in my arms with the loving charms, a treasure chest I hold.
Well, there's gold on the mountain, love in the hills. I don't need no city women with their diamonds and frills. There's gold in the mountain, and oh, what scenery, the prettiest girl I ever did see. There's such beauty there in the mountains, you can feel your knees growing weak. Every single boy feels the height of joy when he climbs that mountain peak. Well, there's gold in the mountains.
Pretty good. Dun, 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 dun. I kind of like that. Why? I have no idea. You know, just it just seemed good, I guess. Okay, guys. I'm going to do one more before I say goodnight. And this, I know I played this very last thing on the show last Saturday, but I'm playing it again because I like this one. Relax.
Relax. Kick your shoes off, baby. Relax. Here we are alone. Relax. If the phone rings, let it just forget it. We're not at home. Let loose. Let your hair down, honey, unwind. Turn the lights down low, relax. Let sun court the stopper. Come to Papa, come on, let's go. Defrost your charms. There's only the two of us here. Come in my arms and make yourself comfortable, dear. Relax, let's get cozy, baby, come on. Even concrete cracks cut loose. When love knocks, invite it, don't you fight it. Come on, relax,
defrost
your charms. There's only the two of us here. Come in my arms and make yourself comfortable, dear. Relax, let's get cozy, baby, come on. Even concrete cracks cut loose. Life is worth living when you're giving. Come on, relax, relax. Let loose. Defrost.
Oh my goodness gosh. Oh my goodness gosh. You know, just what else can you say? Oh my goodness gosh. I do like that. And I can see every second of that segment of the movie going through my mind. It's great. It's totally great. So, hey guys, I've got 4 minutes left and I just want to say I had fun. I hope y'all had fun. I had fun.
It went by quickly again.
It really did. And you know what? Time flies when you're having fun. So we must have been having fun. That's mm-hmm. all I can say. We must have been having fun. Yeah. And let's see. Tomorrow night, Shauna has a show coming up. So don't miss that because it's always interesting. And most of the time it's fun. So we can cut in and we can cut up and it's going to be good. I'll be there. So you know it's going to get cut up. I just, that's just how I am, you know, I'm just like that. And she lets me do it, so it's fine. Then Saturday, I've got another music show, so come on over for that. It's more of what we just did, more fun, more Elvis, more love songs, more good stuff. So come on in on Saturday, same time. And I'll be on the TCB network. It's functioning again, so that'll work fine. And then Sunday, we've got the gospel show coming up again. So we want to be doing that. And keep in mind, guys, I've got about 10 more weeks before I move. And I will be off broadcast air for however long it takes me to get Wi-Fi and stuff set up there. And I have to find out about it and see what's there in order to be able to do it. So just kind of trying to prepare you. I don't like the thought of not being on air, but there's not a whole lot you can do when you don't have Wi-Fi and you're driving cross country. So, but until then, I'm here, and that's 10 weeks away, so we don't have to worry about it. Just a little bit of an expectation. So, Shauna should be able to see all you guys tomorrow night on TCB. I will see y'all again Saturday on TCB. So in the meantime, have a great evening, and God bless you all. Good night.